Knowledge Products presents The Commodity Speculators as part of a series of presentations on secrets of the great investors, narrated by Louis Rukeyser.
In the summer of 1970, after graduating from college, Richard Dennis borrowed $1,600 from his family to try his hand at commodity trading. For $1,200, he bought a seat on the Mid-America Commodity Exchange in Chicago. With the remaining $400, he started trading. Dennis intended to go to graduate school in the fall, but his summer profit of $3,000 changed his outlook.
I went to Tulane University in New Orleans and lasted for about 1 week. I used my laundromat quarters phoning trades in to Chicago. Once I used up all the quarters and had nothing but dirty clothes, I had no choice but to come back to Chicago.
Richard Dennis's return to Chicago turned out to be one of the great career moves of all time. By the early 1980s, he had accumulated a personal fortune of nearly $200 million from commodity trading. This clearly was an exceptional achievement, but a number of people have become rich in the commodity markets. Commodities are one of the few investment areas where a limited amount of risk capital can return extraordinary profits in a relatively short time. However, most people lose money in commodity trading, so it has a bad reputation.